keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Here a couple of weeks ago, we brought you a story, broke a story, in fact, of a 12-year-old that had been raped by a 19-year-old man, and instead of going to prison for 25 to life, as he should have, he pleaded down, spent about 6 months in the county jail. She had a baby as a result of the rape. She's now 21 years old. The child's 8 years old. And along comes Sanilac County, Michigan, the prosecutor's office and the judge awarding joint custody to the rapist father, putting his name on the birth certificate, and so much more. Joining me now, Rebecca Kiesling, is the attorney for the 12-year-old, now 21, Tiffany, who was on the program last week, with a stunning update. And Rebecca, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, one of the things that the prosecutor's office said and the judge said was, well, we didn't know she was pregnant. We didn't know that any of these things had happened. And then last night, you send me documents that you found during your search, whatever, your production of documents that show victim impact statements where Tiffany's mom laid out clearly and in detail that the girl was pregnant. This is during the course of the proceedings against the rapist. And here it is. She's been raped. She is pregnant. Please don't ever let this rapist have anything to do with her or the child or anything else. And yet the prosecutor's office and the judge told you they had no idea. This is stunning, Rebecca.
Yeah, Eric Scott completely flat-out lied to me when I sat across from him saying that they never knew back then that she was pregnant. And, of course, she told me, no, we told them. Well, now we have the smoking gun that shows that when they gave him a year sentence for what should have been a minimum of 25 for attempted rape, okay, everybody keeps asking that. How can it be attempted when she was pregnant? And they claimed, well, we didn't know she was pregnant. They knew. And what was even more chilling is, she warned that she doesn't want to see this happen to any other victim. Well, it did a year later, which is so tragic, so horrible. It's their fault that his second victim was raped. And she also asked the judge to have termination of his parental rights as part of the plea deal. Implored them 9 years ago not to let him have anything to do with this child.
As I look through these documents, I am stunned because there's a long handwritten letter and I say Tiffany because she gave us her name. She decided to come out, and I believe you guys are still holding a rally here in a few days in support of her and her subsequent victim. Okay, today it is. All right, today is the rally, and where is that being held?
It's at noon at the courthouse in Sanilac County in Sandusky, and the rally is at noon. Both victims will be speaking. The lieutenant governor will be speaking, and the hearing is at 1:30. I think you know by now that the attorney general intervened on the case. But that's all today.
I do know that. Yes. Bill Schuette intervened on the case. You were already down the road, I thought, to having a verbal agreement at that point, and then he weighed in to make sure that this came to a screeching halt.
Yeah, but I also wanted specific findings. Now, I want a permanent personal protection order, and his attorney would not agree to that. She said, oh, that would make my client look bad. Really?
Yeah, that's kind of cute. That might make my client look bad. No. Your client might have made your client look bad, just for the record.
Yeah, and she looks bad, characterizing this repeatedly in the media and again in court pleadings as a romantic relationship. He's delusional, but so is she. The case law specifically says that you're not allowed to put on consent as a defense to this type of statutory rape. There's no defense that you're talking about an underage victim.
The girl was 12. He was 19.
It's one thing to defend a pedophile. It's another thing to defend pedophilia.
Yeah, the girl was 12. The assaulter, the rapist, was 19. You cannot consent to a 19-year-old when you're 12 years old. There is no middle ground here. There is nothing to talk about here. It is appalling on every level. And now I have to ask, how do you proceed now that you know that the judge and the prosecutor's office and the police department were all fully aware that she was pregnant, because you have the victim impact statements that were filed, and they've got the file stamps right on them, what you sent me. How do you proceed? What do you want to see happen with those folks in those offices?
Well, number one, Eric Scott needs to be fired. Number two, the people in Sanilac County need to know what happened. And what's really stunning is that the Sanilac County News won't report the truth. I spent a couple hours on the phone three times with the reporter. He's an elderly man, and he was telling me what a good man the prosecutor is. And and I said, do you understand, there's another girl who was raped because he didn't do the right thing? This is serious. And I spent all this time, not one quote from me, totally one-sided news. The people in Sanilac County are not hearing the truth if they're only getting it from the newspaper. But they need to know. I mean, they're the ones who vote for the prosecutor and for the judge. And the judge should have known. The judge, by the way, handled the arraignment in these cases. So he had Christopher Mirasolo before him. On this case.
So he already
knew. I don't know how often they get pregnant 12-year-olds, but I would think this case would be memorable.
Yeah, I would think that you're right about that. All right, so we're moving forward. Brian Kelly will be there at the rally today, along with you, along with Tiffany, along with the other victim, along with, I hope, a lot of folks that turn out to say, this is wrong. This should never happen. This girl has been violated not once, but twice. And now again, I would say, by the justice system, because of these things that have happened. So, Rebecca, we greatly appreciate your time. Please keep us informed. And hopefully, after the hearing today, this will all come to a close. But what a stunning revelation with all of these documents coming out. Rebecca Kiesling, greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you.
There you have it. I've never heard a more appalling story in my life, really. I'm glad we've been able to follow it with you, and we'll have more tomorrow on this since we find out what happens in the hearing today. It's Tuesday, and you're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.